from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Pope visits Myanmar. Before departing Rome, Pope Francis sent a message to the people of Myanmar.
Desidero inviare una parola di saluto e di amicizia.
I wish to send a word of greetings and friendship to all the people. I look forward to being with you. I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, a reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness message.
Well, Pope Francis is now in the country formerly known as Burma, and today he met with Myanmar's military chief as he began his trip to the Southeast Asian country to discuss what the United States has qualified as ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya minority. The Pope received Senior General Min Aung Hlaing at the Archbishop's residence, where he'll be staying until he leaves to visit neighboring Bangladesh on Thursday. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said after 15 minutes of talks that they discussed the great responsibility of authorities of the country in this time of transition. Afterward, they exchanged gifts. Turkey Prime Minister Binali Yildirim met today with British Prime Minister Theresa May at No. 10 Downing Street, and he found time to elaborate to reporters Turkey's satisfaction with President Trump's decision to no longer provide American arms for the YPG Kurds.
Mr. Trump understood what is important for Turkey. And from very beginning, Turkish policy on fighting against Daesh is clear.
Turkey has been pushing to persuade the U.S. to abandon support for the YPG. The U.S. considers the Syrian Kurds its best fighting force, however, on the ground against Islamic State, but has to balance that interest with maintaining good relations with Turkey. This